Parental advisory warning. This program contains This is Vinland Radio. Hello and welcome to Vinland Radio. I am your host, King. Coming up this week, got new music from Metallica, In Flames, and Lynch Mob, all coming up a little bit later. But to kick things off, Pig Destroyer are back. Yes, some grindcore courtesy of Virginia's Pig Destroyer. They got a brand new EP out called The Octagonal Stairway. It's out right now via Relapse Records, so let's just hear something off of Joey. This track is called The Cavalry. Brand new music from Pig Destroyer right here on Vinland Radio. music right there, well, sort of. It's from the Clayman re-recorded sessions, and we just heard In Flames and their new take on Only for the Week. I'm not really a fan of these re-recordings, but there it is. Before that, some more sort of new music from Metallica, SNM2. That's a sequel to the first SNM. It came out in 1999. Didn't believe it was that long ago. And we heard the track Moth Into the Flame.
Finland Radio presents the Underground Spotlight.
This week's Underground Spotlight falls on Ontario's Entropy. This group delivers some killer groovy thrash metal. They just released their first new album in 8 years, Force Convergence, and it's killer. It's a great record. You can get your grubby little hands on it or find out some more information if you head over to entropymetal.com. So let's get to some music, shall we? This track is called Rip Zone. Brand new music from Entropy right here on Midland Radio. Welcome back for another edition of Under the Blade with Dr. Gore, and this week we are going to continue with our countdown to episode 666 with a track from Canadian Hyper Blasters Cataclysm, with a song off their Prophecy album. This might be my favorite Cataclysm album. It rocks from front to back and has some killer tracks. Right now we are going to hear one of those songs. This is Cataclysm with 1999, 6661, 2000. As we continue our countdown to episode 666, right here on Vinland Radio.
First, there was darkness. Then came the strangers. They were a race as old as time itself. They had mastered the ultimate technology, the ability to alter physical reality by will alone. They called this ability tuning. But they were dying. Their civilization was in decline. And so they abandoned their world, seeking a cure for their own mortality. Their endless journey brought them to a small blue world in the farthest corner of the galaxy. Our world. Here they thought they had finally found what they had been searching for.
Interrupt this regularly scheduled program to bring you.
What is this garbage you're watching? I want to watch the news.
Are you making headway at least?
This is the news.
Hey
That's right, it's News Time, newly remastered from the original analog tapes. Motorhead's On Parole will be re-released on October 9th as part of National Album Day. Available as a single CD or double LP, it features six bonus tracks that include previously unreleased versions of Iron Horse / Born to Lose, previously unreleased demo version of Fools, and on the other bonus tracks they include On Parole, City Kids, Motorhead, and Leaving Here. Originally completed in 1976, On Parole was the first ever recorded material by Motorhead, but it was released later in 1979 after it was originally held back by then record label United Artists. Metallica has raised more than $100,000 in its hashtag Metallic Monday streaming concert series for its All Within My Hands Foundation. Metallica launched the free weekly series at the beginning of the COVID-19 pandemic as a way to provide live entertainment for fans as the concert industry shut down. After more than 5 months of sharing full live performances spanning the band's entire career from 1983 to 2019, Metallica closed out the series this past Monday with a 2017 show from Mexico City. Paul Ballstaff has confirmed that he is involved in a new project headed up by former Slayer bandmate Kerry King. The duo spent the last few months working on music with hopes of recording it properly once the coronavirus pandemic has subsided. So yeah, definitely going to be interested to hear that. It's probably going to sound like Slayer. Early September, we'll see Zach Sabbath, the Black Sabbath tribute band featuring guitarist, vocalist Zach Wild, bassist Rob Blasco, and drummer Joey Castillo release their spectacular tribute to the Birmingham Four with a fateful yet supercharged rendition of Black Sabbath's first album. Now, Vertigo issued the iconic debut album on Friday the 13th, 1970, in a world that has never been the same, according to the press release. Exactly 50 years later, Zach Sabbath celebrates the first chapter of the Sabbath catalog with a reverently rendered tribute, simply entitled Vertigo, which is slated to be released on September 4th, 2020 by Magnetic Eye Records. On November 6th, Fates Warning will release their new album, A Long Day Goodnight, by Metal Blade Records. Power Alone Records will issue a very special limited edition 12-inch vinyl version of Iron Maiden's iconic self-titled album on October 9th. The release honors both the 40th anniversary of the album, which came out on April 14th, 1980, and reached number 4 in the UK charts. And this is becoming a trend. We're going to end the news off on a sad note. Power Trip vocalist Riley Gale has passed away. This was announced in a statement issued by his family earlier this week. He was only 35 years old. Formed in 2008, Power Trip has released two full-length studio albums, 2013's Manifest Dissemination and 2017's Nightmare Logic by Southern Lord Records. Really sad passing. Killer live band. So let's hear some Power Trip, shall we? This is Executioner's Tax. Power Trip, right here on Vinland Radio. R.I.P. Riley.
Welcome back, everybody. Dr. Gore here, and this time around, I'm going to play what could be called a cover or a parody of the famous song by Europe, The Final Countdown. It is played by one of the funniest bands around, the Excrematory Grindfuckers. If you've not heard this band, then you are in for a treat. These guys don't take themselves too seriously and have quite the sense of humor. Off of Guts, Gore, and Grind, this is the Excrematory Grindfuckers with The Final Grind Down on Vinland Radio.
Oh,
Fire, courtesy of Lafayette, Louisiana's Radiant Knife and their new EP, The Body. And what tracks we heard off that one? We heard Time. They released two EPs, The Body and The Ghost. You can grab them both right now at radiantknife.bandcamp.com. Hey guys, like to get in touch with us here at Vinland Radio. Like I say, absolutely every single week. It is pretty easy. You can email us at vinlandradio@yahoo.ca or the Facebook page is a great way to get in touch as well. Okay, coming up next, this is one that I'm pretty excited about. It's a brand new solo album from John Petrucci. Or Petrucci? Yeah, I never know how to pronounce that right. But yeah, he hasn't released a solo shred guitar album since 2005's Suspended Animation. So a brand new record's out. It's called Terminal Velocity. And, well, let's just hear the title track of it. Brand new music from John Petrucci right here on Vinland Radio. music right there from The Riven, and we heard the track Moving On. Before that, some sort of new music again. It was from Lynch Mob, from their Wicked Sensation Reimagined album. We heard Hell Child. That's going to do it for another episode of Vinland Radio. I'd like to thank all you folks for listening. Also, I'd like to thank my co-host, Dr. Gore. And like we do absolutely every single week, we're going to end it off with a cover. And we're going to hear from Anthrax, because Persistence of Time just turned like 30 years old. So here's their take on the Joe Jackson track, Got the Time. And until next week, guys, see ya.